This is Earth Notes. How hard is it to go plastics free? That's a question many communities in the U.S. are asking since China stopped accepting our plastic waste. Flagstaff is one of those communities, which is faced with putting more plastic into one of the most scenic landfills in America, with its view of the San Francisco peaks. One person works full-time at that site to stop wind-blown litter spreading onto the surrounding forest. Among the worst offenders are plastic shopping bags, nicknamed witch's knickers, as they snag on shrubs and fences. The bags not only take decades to decay, but also clog storm drains, add costs at recycling plants, and even kill animals if they're ingested. Flagstaff recently implemented a rethink waste plan in a first step toward a goal of zero waste. One option is pay-as-you-throw, charging by volume as an incentive to customers to produce less trash and recycle more. Another test project has looked at reducing contamination of the recycling stream, especially at multifamily residences. At one large apartment complex in Flagstaff, a recycling dumpster was placed next to every trash dumpster, increasing recyclable collection rates from 11% to around 80%. More dual dumpster locations are planned and will be encouraged for new developments. But some see another solution in legislating two or three recyclable types of plastic with returnable deposits, similar to Norway, where 97% of plastic is now recycled. Or refusing plastic altogether, as the surfing town of Penzance, England has done. It's the first global community to go completely plastics-free. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.